Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to remember that this war on terror, as well as our presence in the Middle East, is necessary and inevitable. To those who can't understand that, they need to spend more time on the History Channel and less time in the goddamn chat rooms. In this time of nuclear weaponry, we cannot afford to wait for the fight to come to us. You need to understand that. This political correctness stuff's a bunch of crap. This generation is so goddamn spoiled and lazy, they wouldn't know a real threat to their freedom until it interrupted the power source to their Xbox and killed 500,000 people. The complacency of fools will destroy them. That's written in the Bible. Thank God. I really wonder where we'd be today if some of our current members of Congress were residing during World War II. I think we'd all be speaking German right now, and the world would have a serious shortage of Jews. These people like Harry Reid, that son of a bitch is like a man in combat who won't provide you the cover fire you asked for, so you end up getting your goddamn head blown off. People like him don't know anything more about the process of defending modern freedom than they do about fornicating. Now, all this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to pull out of Iraq, is a lot of horse dung. Americans, traditionally, will protect their freedom. All real Americans love a good fight. When you were kids, you all admired the champion football player, the fastest gamer, greatest superhero, the toughest boxer. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I don't give a hoot in hell if you're a Christian, Muslim, Jew, or a Buddhist. If you intend to take up arms to harm America or Americans, you will lose. Now, we have the best equipment, facilities, the most technologically advanced weaponry in the world. And you can be thankful of that. Without it, there'd be a hell of a lot more dead. Now, I say to the Iraqi citizens that if you know of people planning insurgency, stop them. If you see or hear about someone planning a roadside bomb, stop them. Shoot those bastards in the guts. Report their activities. That is the only way to build a truly great nation. The people must get involved and take it back, just as Americans did against the British in the 1700s. Being free is part of every religion, but a lack of freedom and misguided education can create enormous setbacks. In 1939, when the British ally Poland was attacked and occupied by Germany, do you know that that small island of Britain had the balls and fortitude to declare war on those Nazi bastards? Well, we did nothing. We didn't want to get involved, we said. How dare we not learn from such things? This is not a goddamn video game. This is a modern fight for freedom and security of this nation and the world. Now, the current leader in Iran has made it very clear that he wants to destroy America and threatens a second Holocaust against the Jews. And this leader is attaining nuclear technology right under our noses. The difference between him and Hitler is that Hitler built up his war machine in secrecy. how stupid and ignorant should we be? If Hitler would have had nuclear weapons, he'd have used them. If Japan would have had them, they'd have used them. You had all better wake up. If it were up to me, we'd already be in Iran, and their leader would be one dead son of a bitch. After World War II, there was a plaque laid in Germany which reads, "Never again, fascism." How dare you forget and allow it again? You all know the old saying, history repeats itself. Well, here we are. Now, there's another thing I want you to remember. I don't want to get any more messages saying that we need to pull out of Iraq. We're not pulling out of anything. Let the enemy do that. We are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in pulling out of anything except a parking lot. Now, there's one thing that you men and women will be able to say when you get back home, and you may thank God for it. 40 years from now, when you're sitting around your family with your grandson on your knee, and he asks you, "What did you do in the Great War on Terror?" you won't have to say, "Well, I listened to far-left bullshit, sat on my ass, and was more concerned with American Idol than I was about American security and freedom." All right, now you sons of bitches and women, you know how I feel. Go on. I will be proud to lead you wonderful people into battle anytime, anywhere. That's all.
Oh, that's not all. That's not all. Today's date, May 3rd, 2011, Washington, D.C., planet Earth, third planet from the sun. And you are on the air with, you're here with me, Dr. C. Robert Jones, Conservative Radio Network. Let's get right down to it. I want to start off by saying this. The other day, I had the privilege of meeting a really fine young man. Now, let me lay it out for you. I was helping a friend move, and the movers showed up. There was one white guy. There's one black guy. There's one Mexican. No, this isn't one of those jokes. No. This is a true story. The brother was shucking and jiving. He did a little work. The white guy, he was the boss. He stayed on the truck and handed stuff off to the other two. The Mexican guy did all of the work. I kid you not. He said to me, "I have to work. I have to work because I have to support my family. I work to support my family. I have to do what I have to do." While the brother was talking about New York and how hard the work was, and smoking a cig while he humped a box on his shoulder, the white guy, the Russian Italian guy, was talking about how pretty he was, or is, or was. The Mexican guy was all about the business of the morning, getting the job done. What does that say about us? What does that say? The guy was working, and he was talking about working for his family. The other two guys, well, I don't know. Okay, when news broke Sunday night about Osama bin Laden's death, news that for me came while watching Fox News, Fair and Balanced, We Report, You Decide, the country was seemingly transported, for me, to 10 years back in time to the fervor and feeling of September 11. Now, I was newly retired from the Marine Corps. I was sitting on my couch, and I had the news on. I don't know why. And I watched the first airplane smash into the building, and I watched a replay of it. So I sat there watching the replay of this horrible event. I just turned on, someone said to me, turn on the TV. I was in a Yahoo chat room. And so I turned on the TV, and there I sat as I watched the second plane live smash into the second tower live. I was sitting there while it occurred. And a few days later, I went back on to active duty. I was recalled, and I was glad to be recalled, because if I hadn't been recalled back to active duty, I would have volunteered anyway. But for many, the grief that day was mirrored in the satisfaction that one of the world's most powerful terrorists had finally been brought to justice. And this is a good thing for America, for freedom around the world. But I heard from a lot of people last night who were, frankly, very unhappy about some parts of it. First came the nervous Americans who warned that bin Laden's death would trigger a dangerous reaction across the globe. We'll have to see and watch for the next couple of days for incest terrorists seeking vengeance on Americans abroad and here at home. For these people, the death of one man doesn't seem worth it to endanger the lives of so many. What do you think? Do you think that killing Osama bin Laden, bringing him to justice, will bring about a vengeance of an Islamic extremist? The number is 347-884-8500. The toll-free number, which nobody seems to be using, is 877-666-9305. I swear to God, I've had this 800 number for about 3 months now, and nobody's used it. I mean, it's $25 for 500 minutes. Nobody's used it. I have 412 minutes left. But hey, I'm not sweating it. Now, just today, word came down from on high, Al Jazeera, that Al-Qaeda is threatening retaliation for Osama bin Laden's death. And Al-Qaeda is saying that it has let out a statement saying that they have a nuclear weapon hidden somewhere in Europe, which they plan to detonate in retaliation for Osama bin Laden's murder, as they say. And they also state that they plan to increase their participation, the level of terrorism around the globe, and especially here in the United States. So my question is it worth it? Was it worth it to bring this man to justice? Did the White House think things through when President Obama ordered virtually the assassination of Osama bin Laden? Don't get me wrong. I applaud this. I think for once, that President Obama behaved presidential. That I'm going to give the devil, Barack Hussein Obama, his due. He did a fine job. Oh, yeah, I'm hearing all sorts of things, like he took him forever to decide. There were three or four options on the table. He had to sleep on it. You know, he played a few rounds of golf. He had to attend a couple of parties. He had to go on The View. He had to do this before he could finally come to the decision to go ahead and pull the trigger, as it were. But here's what I want to know. Was it worth it? Are we ready for what being touted as the nuclear option? Because now the word coming out of Europe is capturing bin Laden would unleash hell. And Al-Qaeda threatens a nuclear reaction. The mastermind of the 911 attacks warned that Al-Qaeda has hidden a nuclear bomb in Europe, which will unleash a nuclear hellstorm. Oh, wait. Quote, nuclear hellstorm, end quote. If Osama bin Laden is captured, leaked files from WikiLeaks reveals. Oh, yeah. And WikiLeaks has been pretty accurate so far. Any thoughts? Anybody? Because I tell you what, time is ticking. And terror groups also plan to make a 911-style attack on London's Heathrow Airport by crashing a hijacked airliner into one of the terminals, the WikiLeaks file shows. Why I don't think they'll be able to do that now because the files have revealed it. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed told Guantanamo Bay interrogators the terror group would detonate the nuclear device if the Al-Qaeda chief was captured or killed, according to the classified files released by the WikiLeaks website. Sheikh Mohammed, the self-professed mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States, has been held in Guantanamo since 2006 and is to be tried in a military court at the U.S. Naval Base on Cuba. So, is anybody scared? Are we ready? Yeah, mastermind. The mastermind USMC vet. Yeah. Does anybody? I don't know. The nuclear threat was revealed in Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper, one of several media outlets which have published the classified assessments of detainees at Gitmo. So here we have it. The threats have been issued. The gauntlet has been thrown down. But what here in the United States? We're Americans. And Americans, some are expressing uneasiness with the celebratory nature that was on display the night bin Laden was killed. Should we be celebrating the death of anyone? I say hell yeah. But what do you say? Should we be celebrating the death of Osama bin Laden? Should we be celebrating, or should we be celebrating the fact that justice has been done? It seems to be that there's a fine line between the two. A very fine line. Because it seems that a lot of folks are out, mostly college students, don't know how that happened. A lot of them were just babies when this all went down, or small children. They're celebrating his death. Or are they celebrating the fact that he's been brought to justice? USMC vet in the chat room wants to know what my dissertation was on. Well, I'm going to shorten the story, USMC vet. My dissertation was Great Men of Short Stature. I'll tell you a brief story. I approached a young lady on campus. I was racking my brain trying to figure out what I was going to do my dissertation on, how I was going to approach it. I approached this very beautiful young lady and asked for a date. We sat and we talked for a little while, and she let on that she preferred men who were slightly taller 6 feet and above. I stand 5'11", but I guess that 1 inch mattered. And we went out on a couple of dates, and it was all good. But it got me to thinking. And I came up with a plan to discover, to research how many men who stood under 5'10", average height, and find the 100 greatest men in history who stood under 5'10" tall. And of course, you know, there were so many to pick from. So I picked the 100 greatest men in world history who stood under 5'10" tall. And it was called Great Men of Small Stature. And that was my dissertation. Back to what we were talking about. Hey, Mary. So that was the dissertation. And of course, it was prize winning. Of course, because really nobody had ever thought of it before. At least to my knowledge. So we're Americans. Are we better than that to celebrate the death of Osama bin Laden? Because there are some out there who are saying that celebratory nature, what we were doing was obscene. And a football player, a well-known football player for the Pittsburgh Steelers, tweeted, "Oh my God, poor man. He has got to be just as dumb as a box of rocks. Your standard football player mentality." And I played football in college, so, but I wasn't very, you know, I wasn't really all that great. So, okay. So, Mendenhall stated that, yeah, Smedley D. Butler is in there, and of course, Audie Murphy's there. They're both in that book. I'll get you a copy if you want. I got it right around here. All right. So we have a caller, and I'm just going to put him on hold for a minute while I finish this off. So now, Mendenhall states that why we shouldn't be celebrating the death of any human being, that we shouldn't celebrate the death of Osama bin Laden, because Mendenhall, who plays for the running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, stated that, well, we're not exactly sure that he was responsible. And we're celebrating the death of a man that we don't even know, that we've never spoken to. This is what he said. And he said that it's hard for him to believe that an airplane could bring down those buildings demolition style. Now, poor Mr. Mendenhall, it's come to my attention, got a 7 on his Wunderlich test. Not the brightest of bulbs. The highest number is supposed to be 30. He scored a 7. And so, you know, and just like the SATs or ACTs, you get some points for actually putting your name down, and I suppose that's where you got the, you know, a couple of those 7 points. But it brings the question, should we be celebrating his death? Because I'm not sure. Because it's USA, USA, you know, America, you know, all that. I mean, I love it. I love it. Now, sadly, the Sunday night's developments were a blow to those of us who strongly oppose President Obama. His administration now seems stronger on the issue of national security. His approval rating has moved up 9 points. But bear in mind, the first President Bush enjoyed a whopping 80-plus percentage points after the first invasion of Iraq. George, his son, enjoyed a massive approval rating right after he went to war. And both presidents sank down deep in the low 30s shortly thereafter. So President Obama can do a victory lap right now, but it's not going to last long. No. Albert Einstein is there too, American citizen. He's in part of my thesis. You guys are coming up with you guys are batting 1,000 with the folks that are part of my thesis. You can find a copy at the College of William and Mary, and I have a couple of bound copies here. I can sign them for you and send them to you if you'd like. So don't tell anybody. Obama does not count. Obama is about 6'1", and he weighs about 150 pounds. Well, yeah. So, go ahead. You know, call in. Tell me what you think, because I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to think that America deserved a victory lap for knocking off this guy. And the reason why he deserves a victory lap, America deserves a victory lap, America deserves to cheer and gloat over the death of Osama bin Laden, is because ever after those buildings came down, Osama bin Laden took the opportunity to taunt the United States of America in the form of these videos he periodically put out and statements that he put out. He taunt the United States of America. And he'd say, "We got you, and we'll get you again. I got you. I did this. I did that." So, it's good. No, Obama probably didn't win many fist fights, and that's probably why he behaves the way that he does right now. Now, let's get back to Osama bin Laden. Even after just a few hours to consider bin Laden's death, we should be ready for a backlash from terrorist cells. And it's okay for us to have preferred more progressive form of justice for one of history's worst war criminals. And we can hope that the American people remember that fighting terrorism is not a struggle for Democrats or Republicans, but rather a struggle for all Americans, hence giving the devil, Barack Hussein Obama, his due on this. He did a great job. He finally behaved presidential. And I do appreciate his efforts. And we have a caller calling in, and I think it's Cool Mike. Cool Mike, is that you?
Yeah, it certainly is me, Doc. I wanted to be on hold for a little longer if I could. I was really enjoying your show.
Yeah. I'll put you on hold right now.
I'll hit the number one when I'm ready to rock and roll. This is really interesting.
Got it.
Thanks.
All right. So Cool Mike is on hold. Hey, let's get back to it. Now, Mary in the chat room says that she could take Obama, but could she take Osama bin Laden in a fist fight or a wrestling match if he were still alive? And he is not. All right. And what of the threat to unleash hell? What of the threat to unleash a nuclear weapon, to detonate a nuclear weapon somewhere in Europe? Are you staying tuned? Because the information that has come out in WikiLeaks, for the most part, has been very accurate. I mean, there haven't been much dispute of the information coming out of WikiLeaks. I haven't heard a single person say, "Well, this wasn't true," or "It didn't happen that way," or "That's not what I said," or "I was misquoted." So if the WikiLeaks documents that have come out are true, then shouldn't we be very much concerned that a nuclear weapon is going to be detonated sometime very soon, somewhere in Europe? And shouldn't we be very concerned when we go out to the mall this weekend, or go to the parks, or go grocery shopping? Should we be concerned that a retaliatory act of terror will occur in our own neighborhoods, in our own cities? Because remember, it doesn't have to be a member of a terrorist cell. It doesn't take a member of a terrorist cell to commit an act of terrorism. It could be, well, your neighbor, the guy down the street who is a, or was, a closet supporter of Al-Qaeda, of Osama bin Laden, never told you about it, never said anything. And he has decided that he is going to take it upon himself to strike back in the name of Allah. So you're at the local Wendy's, the Piggly Wiggly, the Kroger, the Publix, the Angles. You're at the mall this weekend. Gunshots ring out, automatic weapons fire, AK-47, the weapon of choice. People are dead. Allahu Akbar. God is great. It's an act of terrorism. Is anybody concerned that, and as Glenn Beck said earlier today on his 5 o'clock show, the Obama administration, who apparently knew that Osama bin Laden, or suspected greatly that Osama bin Laden was where he was found, who knew that this raid was going to take place weeks ago. Has the administration thought this all out? Mary, are you going to Kroger tomorrow? I suggest you go right around the time when most Muslims are set to pray. What time is it? Is it sundown, just before the sun sets, or something like that? Life has become very, very complicated. The world has become very complicated. Next topic before we go. Osama bin Laden died, and no liberals cried. I got this one from Red State. It's a pretty good article for him. If they cried, it was tears of joy, just like the rest of America. When the rubber meets the road, liberals aren't crying that intelligence gathered, probably via enhanced interrogation in a secret prison, or if you are a liberal, torture led to Osama's death. Justice meant a targeted assassination, aka capital punishment. A country's boundaries were violated to achieve justice. How can we violate a sovereign nation? The article states. Bullets were used. Base impulses like vengeance were indulged. Diplomacy didn't achieve what 40 Navy SEALs achieved. And there are probably more points, the article goes on to say. But liberals have taken the opportunity to, well, just forget all of that. For the most part. No, they're politicizing and saying that this is a game changer, that Republicans may as well not put up a fight. Republicans may as well just concede the 2012 election, because Obama has proven that he is a man, that Obama put his member on the table and measured it against that of somebody, and that other somebody, Osama bin Laden, was found wanting, that Obama is now a master of foreign affairs. He has shown that he is a tough guy. This is what liberals are saying, that because Obama has brought Osama to justice, that the election is over. The election is over. We may as well not. I mean, that lunatic liberal Joy Behar on The View. Does anybody even watch that? I mean, those people. There's only one sane person on the show, Elizabeth Hasselbeck. But nevertheless, Joy Behar says that, hey, a Republican shouldn't even put up a fight. Who really cares what she says, though, right? Nobody does. But, you know, they're saying it. Now, if George Bush had gone ahead and taken out Osama bin Laden, sure, there'd be the same number of people who would be cheering right now. But there would be also liberals out there saying that we violated a sovereign nation's airspace, that we assassinated a man, and the United States should not engage in assassination, that the United States should have, that the Navy SEALs are war criminals who should have taken bin Laden alive at all cost. Obama killed Osama. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, what do you think? Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? The Navy SEALs and the elite group who says the Washington Post exist outside military protocol and engage in operations that are at the highest level of classification and often outside the boundaries of international law are loathed and hated by the left. But now, well, they're heroes. It's all politics. That's what it is. If it's not the Arabs, who? Well, liberals are beside themselves with glee. Liberals are celebrating tonight. And indeed, America is celebrating. But I ask the question once again, should we be celebrating? Should we be celebrating the death of anyone? Or is there a fine line between celebrating death, the death of Obama, oops, Freudian slip. I got to get out of here in the next 21 minutes before the Secret Service shows up. The death of Osama bin Laden. GDT, welcome. The death of Osama bin Laden, are we celebrating? Are we cracking open the bubbly? Are we happy that he is dead? Or are we happy that we have justice? Are we happy that we have justice? Where we heard.
Thank you all. I want to want you all to know. I can't go any louder. I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
Okay, I'm back. Wow, not sure what happened there. I think we were having some issues with Skype. Sometimes that happens on Blog Talk Radio. When Skype decides it doesn't want to work more, it won't. Tesla has experienced it. I have. I'm not sure if Mike has, but I suspect Conservative TNT has on occasion. But hey, we are back, and we're talking about... we're talking about celebrating the death of Osama bin Laden. Should we be celebrating his death? Or should we just take solace in the fact that justice has been done and move on? Do we really need to be celebrating in the streets, laughing, joking, drinking beer, getting drunk? I mean, singing the Star Spangled Banner, chanting USA here and there, I can agree with that. But it seems as though we here, we American citizens, are behaving very much like Al-Qaeda behaves when they're burning the American flag in the streets and chanting death to the United States. It seems to me that there's a very fine line between what we've been doing the last couple of days and what terrorists do when they celebrate a bombing. Do we have justice? Should we just say, well, that's the end of that. Let's move on. The war on terror is not over. It's just beginning. The war on terror it's only just begun. We've only just begun. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't do it. I couldn't help myself. But listen, we got Cool Mike calling back in. Maybe he's the one who crapped out my Skype. Mike.
Well, I hope I didn't.
It was such a... Yeah.
Like, my thinking was, you know what? It's Homeland Security, and he has it coming because I'm the only person around on Blog Talk complaining on my broken record.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just in comment of what you said, first of all, I think as Americans, we need to be tired of these people and their gas. They're always opening up their mouth, and we're always so nervous. We are the United States. You know, if anything, if Barack Obama really wants to be reelected, he's going to start thinking, I need to start swinging that big stick of ours. And when these people open their mouth, like Gaddafi did, flapping his mouth at Reagan, he shut them up. These people understand a retaliation very violently, very American-like. And I say American-like because we are not the nation that does wars. We are the nation, the defender of freedom. And that has been our history despite the last decade. But the bottom line is when these people open their mouth, we need to make them pay, and we need to take them seriously. But I think a lot of what they're saying is they're gassed. They've been on the run for so long, and they have. I don't want to say they have nothing, because obviously that's a dangerous statement. But they certainly don't have the financial resources that they did have. Because we are, if there's anything about the U.S., we are very good at tracking the money and at putting holds on money and tracing the money.
That's exactly right. But let me ask you this, Mike. To get bin Laden, Obama relied on policies that he strenuously objected to just a year or so ago. And, of course, throughout his very short Senate career, he often talked about the United States of America behaving in an imperial fashion, going into other countries, taking what we want, being derisive and dismissive and arrogant. Was it not dismissive and derisive and arrogant to fly into a sovereign nation under the cover of darkness and kill a man, snatch his body, take it to American aircraft carrier, and then dump it in the ocean? Was that arrogant?
No. That it was distinctly set out on September 11th in the evening that we will make no distinction to those who commit the crimes and those who harbor them, period. And I think this is, of all people, Barack Obama does this. Because, I mean, it'd be of all presidents the last person that you would really think to do something. No, if we're in a war on terror, we can rely on some allies, but there are certain things we just need to do ourselves. Knowing how Pakistanis, they're harboring this guy. This is just, even the discussion, Doc, that did they not know? No. Number one, we relied fully and foremost, virtually 100% American, period. And you obviously mentioned that SEAL Team 6 would be the elite of the elite of the elite, so we picked the right people, obviously based on the time that they were there, hopefully with the evidence that they uncovered and what they did. We don't know the full scale of the mission other than the big prize was Geronimo was caught. But no, that this is the United States, and we need to – if Obama is concerned about his reelection numbers, he needs to start being really aggressive.
But there are some who are
saying the argument that he's weak. But this was perfect. The only thing we should have done, Doc. Oh, sorry. But the only thing we should have done on our way out, we should have sent about 500 fighter bombers to follow those helicopters and just level Pakistan. Because those are the things that the message we need to send. If you harbor a fugitive, and for these people opening their mouth, we need to be aggressive and take them out.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, because apparently this administration knew or strongly suspected that Osama bin Laden was in the country, that he was living in this compound. It is coming to light that SEAL Team 6 – the special warfare group had been training for this operation for months, and they've been training for any contingency whatsoever. But now, all of a sudden, after the operation has been completed, there's outrage that Pakistan has apparently harbored this fugitive, harbored bin Laden, and now they have some answering to do. But meanwhile, we have been providing aid, millions of dollars at that point, to Pakistan. We've been working closely with the government. Now, all of a sudden, Pakistan is now having to answer for harboring this fugitive when we apparently, the administration knew for nearly a year where Osama bin Laden was being held.
That's politics, Doc, right there. Yes, say it. You know what you're saying. He was waiting for the right time to strike.
So
Obama comes up with a birth certificate, and then he gets UBL. Come on. Realistically, we're happy he's gone. But we know not only the speech was politically based, but this is the way they operate almost always. Especially when you have a commander-in-chief who has never really been even a platoon leader. Who doesn't love the soldiers in the manner you would love the soldiers or Norman Schwarzkopf or even General Patton?
It seems to me, are you suggesting that that Obama acted to boost his poll numbers, that he is actually wagging the dog, and he chose this opportune time to go in and get Osama bin Laden to boost his poll numbers?
Off the record, yes. For the record, hell yes.
All right, got it.
Think of this. Who is now advising Obama? Leon Panetta, who we all disagree with politically, but no, he is damn good at saving Clinton when Clinton got caught with his pants down 800 different times.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, so what's that stain on her dress? And be like, oh, we accidentally spilled something at the dinner on it. They're like, oh. But, I mean, let's face it, is that he's bringing in the big guns, and they're advising him. And these people have won many campaigns, and the Democrats know this is a huge election for both parties. This could mean in 2012, if the GOP elects the right people, this could mean pure implosion for the Democrats. This could set them back 10 elections.
Well,
they can't afford that.
Yeah,
they
that's
can't
exactly
afford
right.
That.
But
so they're bringing in,
mm-hmm.
as far as their election, they're bringing in Schwarzkopf, MacArthur, Nimmons, Bradley, you know, Patton. They're bringing in their winners. The people that don't know how to lose, because Obama's doing a great job in losing it for them. So finally, they probably advised him, look, you need to, you know, this is this. And I mean, bottom line is, yes, there. You cannot tell me that it just happened to be Sunday night when The Apprentice is on, that of all these months, of all this time, of all this planning, and even yesterday, they said it was planned for Saturday, but because of bad weather. The weather was clear on Saturday. It's just people are too stupid and don't check. This was all politically timed. It just happened to be on The Apprentice. I mean, the chances of each week 4 hours out of a month, and it just happened to fall on. Come on, who are we fooling
that,
here?
That sounds awfully conspiratorial. Unfortunately, or well, I think I'd have to agree. But here's the thing. This administration, history isn't lost on this administration. George W. Bush had skyrocketed approval ratings when he went to war. His father before him, skyrocketing approval ratings, went through the roof, the highest ever for a president, even higher than Barack Obama's when he was inaugurated. They both left office in the low to mid 30s in approval ratings. George Bush Sr. wasn't even reelected. He served one term after having a near 90% approval rating when he invaded Iraq. This, once folks start going back to the gas pump, once they, as I stated yesterday, once people start getting back to reality, or, heaven forbid, once there is an attack on this great nation in retaliation for bringing bin Laden to justice, those approval ratings will drop.
Well, not just that, Doc, but one of the invisible enemy. Is keep in mind, a lot of people 4 years ago who voted for, I was about to say bin Laden, who voted for Obama, and in 06 that voted against the Republicans. We watched all those young people dancing in the streets on Sunday. 10% of those people will probably vote. But the elderly who in 06 and in 08 voted for Obama, a lot of them each day are passing away, which also takes away votes from Obama, which strengthens the GOP's ticket. The bottom line is, the reason this is happening is the Democrats understand they cannot lose the Senate and they cannot lose the presidency. I mean, this could be disastrous for them. And basically, you know, with Obama is not a he's a good-looking guy, but, you know, he's clueless. He opens his mouth these guys probably think like, oh God, no, what's he going to say now?
Yeah,
so
that's exactly right.
Teleprompter. Hey, let me bounce because you let me close your show and we'll see you on our show tonight.
Yep.
And I need to talk to you about our game plan. That's all.
Great.
I think we're underway here.
We'll talk first thing, and I'll chat with you a little bit later. Thank you so much for calling in. Hey, folks, don't be afraid to call into the show when we're here tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. The number is 347-884-8500-877-666-9305. I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight. I really do appreciate everyone's support coming into the chat room, listening to the show. Thank you all so much. I really do appreciate it, and I'll be sure to check in with G's show, Conservative TNT, and I'll see Mary, an American citizen, and everyone else a little bit later. Thank y'all so much. God bless the United States of America. And hey, God bless every one of you. Thank you so much for being here. Somewhere over the rainbow, Osama bin Laden is rotting in hell.
Somewhere.
Let's rejoice.
Way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere. Dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Troubles melt like lemon drops, way up above the chimney tops. That's where you find me. I know somewhere the rainbow, the bluebird. Fly over the rainbow, wide and wide and high. Why and oh why can't